I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Dave Heller is off this evening. Ahead, last week's motel fire in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, casts a spotlight on Sandy victims still living in such places. First, the head of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has tendered his resignation. Governor Chris Christie accepted David Sampson's resignation at a news conference this afternoon, where he talked about the report released yesterday that clears him in the Bridgegate scandal. Joining me now to unpack the governor's statements is WNYC's Matt Katz. Matt, this report has been criticized as not so independent. It was done by a former prosecutor, Governor Christie tapped to do the review. What did the governor have to say today?
He said that it was done by a team of lawyers, and at least one of whom he knew. He actually had vacationed with one of them, but the lead attorney he had never met before, and he said that, you know, he knows lawyers at almost every major law firm in America, and that's because he was a federal prosecutor for 7 years, and he's been governor for more than 4 years. So he said there would inevitably be people he knows. Then he went on to explain why David Sampson, the head of the Port Authority, was resigning. David Sampson has taken a lot of heat since Bridgegate first broke back on January 8th. It was indications in the early emails between officials at the Port Authority and the governor's office that he was aware, at least at some point, about these lane closures that caused this traffic jam. There was also an indication that he was in charge of retaliating against the official who ended up reopening the lanes. And then after all these stories broke, there were many stories about Sampson's conflict of interest. Christie refuted all of that today. He said that there's no evidence to indicate that Sampson made any money off his job as the chairman of the Port Authority, but he was resigning because Christie wants to do some restructuring at the Port Authority, and Sampson thinks that it's appropriate for the governor to have somebody new in there for a new era of the Port Authority.
The conjecture around our newsroom earlier today was whether David Sampson would be the next casualty of Bridgegate, so not much of a surprise to you?
It wasn't. If there was going to be another person, it would be him. At least that was what I suspected as well.
Governor Christie did address the effect this scandal might have on a potential presidential candidacy.
In the long sweep of things, any voters, if they consider this issue at all, in considering my candidacy, if there ever is one, I got a feeling it'll be a very small element of it, if any element at all.
Matt, how are Americans, particularly those outside our region, viewing Christie in terms of a possible presidential run?
He has taken a little bit of a beating in polls in places like Iowa. However, he also might be able to flip this in some way and say, hey, you know, I had a scandal facing my administration. I took decisive action. Five people left, resigned, or were fired. What has, for example, Hillary Clinton done about Benghazi?
I understand Christie broke out some of his customary barbs at reporters during the press conference.
He was really, really going after reporters. He said to one Bloomberg reporter that the premise to your question is so awful, it's beneath the job you hold.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
WHYY's Matt Katz on NewsWorks Tonight. Also, if you haven't heard that the sign-up period for health care under the Affordable Care Act ends Monday, well, you've probably been living under a rock. Joining me now to discuss the last-minute sign-up push is WHYY health and science reporter Alana Gordon. Good evening, Alana.
Hi, Shai.
We've been hearing today that the number of Americans the government expected to enroll, about 6 million, have already signed up for coverage. What do we know about the mix of demographics within that 6 million?
Well, we saw early on that some of the younger adult population was lagging a little bit. We won't really know the entire makeup until after all of these numbers are computed and they can look at some of these things more in detail. And the issue with that is, you know, we've heard a lot about the goal is 7 million or 6 million, but really what it comes down to is there a mix of healthy individuals, young and old, that the folks that designed the system say it needs in order for it to succeed and spread the cost and make it work.
I understand there's been some miscommunication for some folks who've applied for Medicaid.
There's a lot of publicity around finding affordable coverage through the marketplace. But in Pennsylvania, for example, there's this gap in this region where some individuals don't make enough money to qualify for assistance. For a single person, that's about $11,000 a year, but also don't qualify for Medicaid. And so what you're seeing, what a lot of places are telling me and what I've been seeing, is people going in, hoping to finally get coverage and finding out there's not something for them. And with that, often they're receiving notices saying maybe they're eligible, you may be eligible for assistance. So there's some cloud of confusion for some lower income residents in this region.
Alana, what have you been seeing as potential issues that people seeking to sign up have run up against?
One of the issues I've seen come up is just even within the language of insurance and how it works, understanding the differences between deductible, out-of-pocket costs, premiums, copays. So I actually checked in with an individual this week, and he's 24, and he had signed up for a catastrophic plan. This is a very bare-bone plan. There's different tiers of coverage you can look at. And he actually didn't realize that before he could get his doctor's visits, he'd have to pay a very large deductible, meaning he'd have to pay all of the medical expenses first, about, $6,000, before any of those services would kick in. So the plans are divided into different tiers and levels, but there's a lot of to be taken into account, not just that premium face value cost per month.
And I'll just add that you've been updating the list of those certified to help enroll people, and that list is at our website, newsworks.org. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you.